Today is National Yorkshire Pudding Day. Did you know that?
I did not know that, and I don't think I've ever had Yorkshire pudding.
Well, there's only one person that we know that will help us describe Yorkshire pudding. Live from London, England.
Ellie?
Are you there? Are you there, Ellie?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
How are you?
Awesome. I'm good. How are you?
It has been such a long time. I've missed you.
I know. Oh, I miss you guys too.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry.
You should see the smile on her face. For those of you that don't know, we have known Ellie. I've known Ellie for what, 10 years, 12 years?
Yes.
And
over 10 years. Yeah.
You've come to the States to visit us. You and Rob have come and spent some time. We had a great New Year's Eve party a couple of years ago.
Right.
And
oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, we can't do much of that right now.
No, we can't.
No. But as soon as everything's back to normal, we'll come back over for sure.
Oh, we can't wait. Can't wait.
So tell us about tell us about Yorkshire pudding.
Well, when you told me that it's Yorkshire Pudding Day, to us Brits, that would kind of be quite funny because it's such a staple of the British Sunday roast that arguably every Sunday is Yorkshire Pudding Day here. Although, you know, its use has evolved over time. In doing a little bit of research, I realized it's what you guys call popovers.
Yeah, so it's more like a bready thing, isn't it?
It's kind of doughy. It uses the exact same recipe as a pancake, only it's made in slightly a different way.
And is there anything inside of it besides just the breading?
Air.
Wow. it's mostly air. Well, we nowadays traditionally have it with a roast. So you'd have it with meat and vegetables and gravy, and that would just be it on its own, kind of like the roast potatoes on the side. But we also have a dish, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Toad in the Hole.
In the Hole?
And Toad in the Hole is basically a Yorkshire pudding that's baked with sausages in it. So all the dough rises around the sausages and just sort of engulfs them. And it's just a really doughy comfort treat
that actually
type
sounds,
thing that you'd
I was
have.
Very good.
Very comfortable.
It's so wonderful.
Now, my question.
I mean, very, very bad.
My question to you, though, is since I'm gluten-free, could you make it gluten-free?
I mean, you could use a gluten-free flour and it would probably taste rubbish.
Rubbish.
I would say, don't bother.
Okay.
It'll just be disappointment. If you have a choice, go with the pain of eating gluten just so that you can experience a real Yorkshire pudding. It's not the same with any substitutions. I would also say if you're vegetarian, just give that up for a moment and have it with real sausages.
That sounds really good, actually.
I know, it really does.
It's so good. But, you know, like a lot of comfort foods that we have, the Yorkshire pudding was born out of necessity. So it was developed up north, hence Yorkshire, where, you know, a lot of the coal mining, a lot of the industrial towns were traditionally not very wealthy people. And so this was a very simple thing using very few ingredients and very cheap ingredients to make something that would be really filling for the workers. And so that's why we have things like bread and butter pudding, spotted dick, Yorkshire puddings, all of that kind of stuff that was used with very basic ingredients.
Yes, I bought a can of spotted dick once at one of the stores to give as a as a joke to somebody. What exactly is that?
Spotted dick is just essentially a very basic sponge filled with sultanas or raisins, I'm not sure what. It's the most basic of desserts with the most ludicrous name. I personally have never had one. It doesn't really appeal to me. It's what we would call a school dinner pudding that, you know, growing up as a child, you might have been served it with custard for a school dinner. It's gross.
Well, let's switch subjects real quickly. How are you handling COVID over there? What is your life like during this period?
Personally, I would have to say we're incredibly blessed. We live in a very, very small community in the middle of the Shropshire countryside. So our day-to-day life has been relatively unaffected. I'm a self-employed interior designer. Now, a lot of what I can do, I do at home. We have a lovely garden, a select few really lovely neighbours. So day to day, it's been pretty fine. You know, we go out, we're really careful. The majority of our shops and restaurants are now open with limited capacity. Obviously, wearing face masks and using hand sanitizer wherever we're asked to. I know that the situation across the country has been very different for everyone. Everyone's experience has been different, and cities obviously are finding it a lot harder. We're now going through regional lockdowns, so our Prime Minister is identifying the really high risk areas and putting them into sort of specific lockdown situations. But personally, I have to say we've been very, very lucky to live where we are and really only have to give up some of those real first world privileges. And it just goes to show how much we rely on day to day. And in the first few weeks of our lockdown, which was back in May now, I think, I realized that I was completely addicted to Starbucks.
Oh.
And I had to.
If there was a Big B coffee over there, you would be addicted to that. So
I'm sure I would be.
All right. Well, we have to go. So we will catch up with you again sometime soon. Okay.
Lovely to speak to you both.
Oh, love you, Ellie.
Have a good day.
All right.
Love
Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.